Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
I love how the day of chaos, as they call it, House Republicans back down on ethics changes. I looked at the changes that were being made. First of all, any time that they can investigate themselves, I don't care. I mean, they're all politicians. They all scratch each other's backs, right? Like, if we did 90% of what these cats did, we'd go to jail. But I love the whole backing down, day of chaos, blardy blar. So yesterday, there was this, they met last night. And it's funny because the Democrats, understand this. Both sides are always wary of the other side when it comes to being in the public, right? They accuse each other of doing sneaky things. But both of them know exactly what's going on. Yesterday, the Republicans met. They wanted to do some stuff with this. They renamed the Ethics Committee, and it was stupid. Independent Office of Congressional Ethics. They gutted it. Reads every newspaper in the world. Then you go through it, and you're like, they really didn't gut it. It really wasn't, you know, some of the, and by the way, some of the stuff was put in there bipartisan a while ago, and it was, who cares, right? And by the way, Trump was pissed. He was not happy about this. He wasn't. That they met, they did it behind closed doors, which everybody does, and that while this was all going on, that, you know, it made it seem like they were doing something wrong, and that's why they backed away today. Remember, perception in life is reality for most people. Most people won't dig deeper. I could bore you with all the minutiae of it, but you don't give a rat's ass. You don't care. Did they make some changes? Yeah. Was it really going to affect anything that much? Nah, it's politics. What do you think? What do you think? They're investigating each other. Goodness me. We're not having, well, it says independent. Yeah, independent of what? Again, not, but it wasn't that big of a deal. But the perception was. This is where the crazy chaos comes in. Oh, my God, look what they've done. They're ruining. They're taking everything away from us. Now they can steal and they can lie and they can cheat like they've been doing. Like they've been doing. Who cares? Goodness me. You know, I posted something today on Twitter. You can check it out. It's a poll. I do those kind of every day now. And I put a poll out there to ask about the importance of politics. And I did it in two places. And I said, how much do you really care about politics? And 65% says very much so. 35% says I follow but not closely. But on the Facebook poll, it's a completely different thing. It's a good majority of people that are like, nah, I don't really follow it that much, or I'm only in it because of Trump. I think that's where we all are. That's completely where we all are. I mean, I was tired of politics last year. Talk about wanting to take a break, right? Like we talk about technology last hour, like you want to get a break of technology. This is the same thing for politics. I was exhausted. I was like, okay, I've had enough. I've had enough. And what I've realized over the last several months talking to people is it is that whole, like, you know, it's the small piece of pizza thing. It's like not everybody is into politics like that. And that Trump brought a new group of people to politics. But like everything else, we only want politics in the way that we want to consume it, which is I want the small cliff note details that you can put on a paper and we'll go. Most people don't even know how the government works. You know that. You know most people don't know how a bill passes. Most people don't know. You couldn't tell you who the three, you know, who are the three branches of government. Most people couldn't tell you that. We went out a couple months ago out to one of the street fairs here with our, and we were asking people that. And a good majority of people got it wrong. And even when they got it right, they didn't get it right. They're like the president, and then there was the judicial, and then there was like senators, and like they, you know, it's because most people don't care, right? Like you learn that when you're a kid in civics class, and then you leave. And you never pay attention again. Unless you're into politics. And let's be real. The reason we're into politics now is because it's kind of a reality show. Right? It's kind of a crap fest. People yelling at each other, screaming at each other. It's no different than, look, it's no different than the Real Housewives of Orange County. Right? Or New Jersey. Or whoever screams the most. Beverly Hills. I don't know which one screams the most. Atlanta? I don't know. Like North Dakota? Do they have something? Real Housewives of like Sioux Falls, North Dakota. Just a bunch of people in a trailer park screaming at each other. Chad, you're just making fun of poor Dakota. That's not very nice. We just don't care, though. We don't. So they open up today, and they hemmed and hawed. I love it, too. You know, like, okay, like Paul Ryan won. Paul Ryan gets to see Speaker of the House, and you saw Nancy Pelosi there, you know, handing over her, you know, her giant, huge mallet. It's like, nobody cares. And I know that sounds like harsh, and because they got, look, I do care about politics. I love it. But the average person, it's like, and especially because it's so negative, right? We watch it for the drama, but we don't want to discuss it with people because it's negative. Like, you could watch people fighting on TV on a reality show, and then you go talk to your friends about it, and you're like, oh, that was great. But the problem is, you can, even if your friend likes so-and-so, right? Like, he likes Jan, and she likes Linda. You guys don't get into a disgusting, hate-filled match on Facebook or any of the social media things. You don't do that. Like you do with politics. Like, you're a Trump fan, and so-and-so is a Hillary fan, then they're not friends anymore. I'm telling you, man, it's crazy out there. That's why we like it, though. It's drama, but we only like it from afar. That's me. So let's see here. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy told these other leaders out there who are worried that the Ethics Committee gutting was going to, you know, steal away, if essentially just destroy the Constitution. He told them it's going to have trouble getting 218 votes needed to pass on the floor. So they scrapped it. The truth was they scrapped it because the optics were bad. That's it. That's the truth. The truth was they looked like they did something shady. That's it. That's it. No more than that. Right? Even if they didn't do anything shady, the appearance of it being shady made people uncomfortable. You can't do that nowadays. You can't. You can't do in this day and age, and this I'm telling you, whatever Trump does, I hope he exposes all of the shadiness that goes on there. And I think he's going to, because that guy can't keep his mouth shut. They're like, dude, you can't say a word. He's going to tweet it in 30 seconds. He can't not tweet. And you know he's got phones hidden places, too. Just in case they steal his phone, he's going to be like that alcoholic, right, that's got stuff hidden everywhere, right? And then the next thing you know, he's in the room. I got to go to the bathroom. And he goes and he opens up the back of the toilet, and underneath there he's got a duct tape phone so he could tweet something. You're like, get in there, Trump's tweeting crap. Right? Like, that's what he's going to do, because that guy can't not. He can't not help himself. Could you see in 100 years if he starts a war through a tweet? How hilarious would that be? Not very, but kind of. You're like, so let me get this right. You used to have a thing called a computer, and you used to be able to write 170 characters? I don't even know how many it is. Was it 147? And then another country got mad? Oh, yeah. Back then, it was sticks and stones were the real dangerous things, but then it flipped to words were the most dangerous things. 140. That's the characters you can use on Twitter. See, that's how much I know. That's how much I know. 140. I try to tweet. I just don't like, here I am doing something. Like Instagramming. Like, here's Pinterest. So what do? Just pin things? It's crazy. It is nuts. The Chad Benson Show Facebook. At Chad Benson Show Twitter. ChadBensonShow.com. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show. I like that's old school. Isn't it weird that texting is old school? Texting's old school, kids. Man, might as well send somebody some mail. with a stamp. What's a stamp go for? 50 cents? Oh, man, there's a losing proposition. 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. That there be the text line. I don't even know what it is to mail. I haven't mailed something. I couldn't even tell. Phil, when's the last time you mailed something?
I don't know. I had some. I didn't actually go to the post office and do it, but, you know, I sent some stuff from online.
I haven't. I've gotten mail, but I can't. I've never mailed anything in the last 5 years, 4 years, maybe. I don't know. That's weird. Isn't that, God, look how far we've come. Speaking of how far we come, we call a thing called What's Next. This hour, at this time, we do it. What's Next? And we're going to look at technology and find out what's next this year in technology and going forward. So, Chad.
This is going to be easy. Let's see. What's next?
You know you're not going to like what I have to say next, but facts are facts.
What's next?
What's next?
What's next?
We do it. We do it. What's next? This time every single day, Monday through Friday, we look at what's next. What's next for 2017 and technology? I do love technology. Again, I think it's been far better for us than I think we've even realized. Look how easy everything is. For as annoyed as we get, right? And we get annoyed. Think about word processors. Think about the typewriter. Think about all of those things and think about what we do now. Yes, it can be annoying at times. And yes, sometimes technology can be a pain in the butt. But it's so small compared to, like, I look back in the 80s and I think, my God, I might as well have been churning butter. Like, that's how bad it was. Technology 2017. What's next for it? Well, it's getting closer for the revolution that is going to be Internet of Things, IoT, or the interconnectedness of smart home technology. This is it. We're seeing it now with Alexa. And, you know, you got your Siri, but this is truly being that thing that's at home that controls your house. Like, that's what this is. This is about that thing that controls everything. Now, obviously, it can only control so much. I think the newer homes now that are being built are going to be fully automated. They're going to be, and you know, how your TV is going to be Bluetooth. Everything in your house is going to be Bluetooth. Everything in your house is going to be wireless. That's to me. I'm waiting. Where's my wireless TVs? Where's my wireless cable boxes? Where's all my wireless? That's what I want. But this kind of thing, and it's weird. These Alexa things. Have you ever talked to one, Producer Phil?
I have not. And
I don't
want my refrigerator on the internet. I really don't need my TV that much on the internet, but, you know, I don't need my couch on the internet.
It's not going to put your, you know what? It might put your couch on the internet. I saw the other day, you know, there is a lawsuit right now that the Alexa records some stuff and there's a murder trial and they're trying to get Apple to give them this Alexa that has potentially the murderer's voice or something on there. And Apple's like, we're not going to give you anything. It's very interesting, but that's one of the big things coming in 2017. Another big thing, and this has been coming, but I think we're starting to really see it to the point now where I was in an AM PM and you could buy virtual reality goggles there. That's where we are in this world. Virtual reality or augmented reality is here. Obviously, Oculus Rift was released in 2016. It got a huge reception. Thousands of VR apps are available now. Pokemon Go, AR games have exploded with hundreds of millions of downloads. And yes, porn. By the way, when I talked to my uncle, Paul, we used to do Tech Tuesdays here, and before Paul got like super uber busy, one of the things he said when they were looking at all the VR stuff and all of this crazy stuff, he said, you'd be surprised that the number one thing that was being built wasn't for kids, it was the adult industry. They were flocking to it like nobody's business. So that's going to be huge this year because I think it's going to become more manageable. Machine learning. Machine learning has taken some massive strides, they say. Google's core search algorithm is growing, and it's only been in the small application. What machine learning is essentially AI, right? Your machine is starting to learn. As we move forward 2017, you're going to find more and more machines are going to be thinking for themselves and learning. Automation is going to be big as well, as is humanized big data, which is crazy. Humanized big data, it's a it's essentially it's the idea of mass quantities of data being gathered and how we can help it plan better medical treatments and things like that, using it for us, not just using it for what we want to purchase, but actually using it for us as a better way for us to grow and use it for good. Physical data integrations. Physical data integrations. What is that? Think of this. You want to buy something from Walmart now. You buy it and you do it online and you go to a store and pick it up. These kind of things are huge. Amazon started having more physical products like dash buttons and physical brands. Walmart's starting to do more of that. So they get you store maps. You can even have product trials and boom, you go there and pick it up. And finally, another big thing this year, one of the bigger things Forum says, is going to be everything on demand. Everything on demand. That's going to be big. We're getting there, and we're to the point now where everything is becoming more and more on demand. We're going to have hundreds of different apps available, from rides to food deliveries, even places to stay for the night, that are going to be, boom, real quick. Everything's going to be on demand. So those are some of the big things for technology. Technology is always moving. It's always advancing. It's always going forward. That's what's next and big in the year 2017 for technology. The Chad Benson Show Facebook. At Chad Benson Show Twitter. That's technology. Facebook, it's out there, kids. The Chad Benson Show. You can email the show, chad@chadbensonshow.com. And yes, kids, yes. Dare I say, I think tomorrow the camera will be up and running. You will be able to view us as we Facebook Live the show. Wah! Crazy. The Chad Benson Show.
Radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Oh. Masculinity. It's a good thing, by the way, people. There's nothing wrong with being masculine. Nowadays, we're shaping kids to be less masculine because somehow that's an offensive thing to people. I don't find the offense in that, but some people do find offense in that, and I think that's ridiculous. Crazy but true, college is the forefront of stupidity. You wouldn't think that. But now, according to the College Fix and the University of Wisconsin-Madison, where a lot of weird crap happens, they've got a critical self-reflection of masculinity course. It's a 6-week program that aims to counter the alleged harmful effects of society's masculinity paradigms and pressures, empower participants to promote gender equity. Can I just say something? At 18 years old, I didn't really care about issues. Right? I was a selfish, obnoxious 18-year-old who played soccer in Europe and dreamt of doing anything other than holding a real job, right? Like that's, you know, I mean, that's, you were full of piss and vinegar, and the last thing you thought of is, I wonder if my masculinity is harming anybody, and should I be more gender fluid and or, I don't know what that means, but should I be more gender fluid and or gender neutral? Like, I'm not going to. You know what, guys? I'm not going to decide yet. I'm going to be like Switzerland. I'm not going to go girl. I'm not going to go guy. I'm just going to hang out here and maybe date a German. Chad, you're the worst. Who wants some chocolate? But it's insane, right? Like, we're asking 18-year-old kids and 19-year-old kids to reflect on their masculinity. First of all, they don't even know what the hell they're doing. It's their first time away from home, right? They're living their life. Let them be. Can you just let them be? Is it wrong to say that? Just let them be. Well, we want there to be equality. That's great. That's great. Gender equity is phenomenal. Sounds awesome. But I rarely critically self-reflect now with inner dialogue. When's the last time anybody sat there and thought, hold on a second, I'm going to put my hand to my chin, and I'm going to look up, and I'm going to self-reflect as the sun goes down and think to myself about how I could be a better non-masculine man, therefore being almost asexual in a way that makes everyone else feel very, very good about themselves. I never did that. I don't do that now. And it's crazy. You know, this is the thing that's crazy. Is you go to school, and school preaches it's about nature, right? It's all about nature. This is nature. It's nature this, nature that, nature, 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 nature. Men and women are inherently different. Okay? Can we all agree on that? There is nothing wrong with differences. Women have their strengths and their weaknesses. Men have their strengths and their weaknesses. We are different. Would you want to live in a world where we were all exactly the same, including the animals, right? They'd look different than us, right? But for all intents and purposes, they were just the same, kind of like this gnarly looking, kind of half purpley with a little bit of brown and maybe like one horn and a hoof and maybe like a tail. And it was prehensile, which means it's curly and has a long ear and like part of a trunk. Is that what we want? So that way we get everybody in there and we're all kind of the same? No, we're different. And when you look at something like this, it pisses me off. It pisses me off. The examination and experience focuses on the social images, expectation messages around masculinity to empower men to become better understanders of themselves, promote the advancements of gender equality, and raise consciousness in their community, organizers said.
Chad, there you go again with your gender normative behaviors again.
Gender normative. I like that, Phil. I'm going to get a shirt that says gender normative and fluid. I'm gender fluid. I'm cis. I'm a cisgender. I don't even know what the hell that means. I'm a dude. I'm a guy. I have twigs and berries. I'm a dude. That's it. No more, no less. Leave me alone. I don't want to think about it that hard. You're asking me to think about something. Like, I have to ponder what I am. Do you think a beaver goes, hey, guys, I wonder what I am? I don't think he does. I think he's just a beaver. He doesn't ponder that. He says to myself, hey, I'm going to go over there. I'm going to chew on something. I'm going to build something. I may have a little bit of sex and try to create another beaver, and I'm going to eat some food. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to ponder about whether or not I'm a manatee, right? Whether or not I think I could be a bullfrog. Do you think I'm feeling bullfroggy? No, I don't want to ponder that stuff. I don't. But I laugh about the fact that it's all about nature, right? It's like everything's... Yet the nature that is, they're trying to take away the nature that is the difference between man and woman. They're trying to take it away. Men are inherently masculine. That's the whole point. Women are inherently feminine. That's the point. Why do we have to now have this blurred line so we can all stop? Oh, what are labels? Well, you want to label everything. It's funny. I love how the left screams about labels. We shouldn't have labels. Yet every time I turn around, they're adding a new damn label to something that you could check off. It's insane. I couldn't even imagine as an 18-year-old kid sitting there thinking about, okay, social images, expectations, and messages around masculinity. You know, and it's the whole microaggressions. Be a man. Oh, my God. Oh, just come on. Stop being a wuss. Oh, geez. What's a wuss? Is that on my thing? Can I fill that out? Is cisgender, gender neutral, prefer not to say, you know, oh, wuss. It's on here. The insanity of it all. Now, here's the thing that makes me laugh, too. It's also open to men-identified students. So you can be a woman who is now identifying as a man and go to it. It operates on a transformative model of social justice. By encouraging that kind of dialogue among men-identified cohort, the goal is to create a sense of security and vulnerability through the six-week program. Here's my thing. You don't want men to be masculine. You don't want men to be different. Yet there are some of you who want to be men. So you want men to be more like women, but these women who want to be more like men, I'm confused. I think we've gotten to the confusion point of it all. And it's not like there's like this. Again, I don't know what you think's going to happen. Right? As an 18-year-old man and a girl walks by and she's beautiful, guys are going to look. That's what guys do. Right? That's what guys do. I have news for you. I'm 46 years old. Pretty woman walks by me. I'll take a peek. Why? Because I'm 46 and I'm a man and that's what I do. Like that's what I do. It's a nature thing. Nature says, whoa, look at that. And Chad says, oh, okay, look at that. That's what happens. I don't mean anything. I don't say to myself, I've just completely microaggressed her. I don't say to myself, I've taken her down a notch. I just look at her and say, oh, she's a very pretty lady. Nothing wrong with that. I don't say it out loud. I don't go, hey, you're a hot chick. You're smoking hot. We should totally hang out. I don't say that, but what I do say is, well, in my mind, well, she's pretty. And then I move on with my life. And then I move on. But you can't even do that now. Hell, the other day, this is a perfect example of the insanity that people have wrapped around in this kind of world. Carrie Fisher died. And Steve Martin tweeted something about her being sexy and beautiful. And that was before he found out she was smart. This, that. And he got beat down on social media. First of all, when I see you and you're beautiful, if I've not met you, I don't know. What if he would have said this? Ah, Carrie Fisher, she was a beautiful, gorgeous, sexy girl. Oh my God. And then what? What if you'd have found out she's a bitch? Right? Could you have put that? Well, you can't put that. All right then. So wait a minute. I can't. If it's the truth, I couldn't have said that. But the stupidity of attacking somebody over something like that. And it comes from crap like this. It comes from hypersensitive social justice warriors who want to get out there and fight some sort of imaginary fight that's not going on in 99.9% of the human beings' minds. But they seem to think it is. Your world revolves around you. My world revolves around me. The difference is, the world doesn't revolve around me, and the world doesn't revolve around you. These people don't get that. Masculinity course. We should really talk about masculinity. Yeah, we should. Nothing wrong with being a dude. Nothing wrong with being a woman. Nothing wrong with being different. If you're so into nature and you think nature's so real and you think nature's all this, that, and the other, then stop trying to change nature when it comes to humanity. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Text the show, the cisgender, neutral, gender fluid program that is the Chad Benson Show, 323-538-2423. Phil, what did you say? Something about gender normalities? What was it?
You're pushing your gender normative agenda.
Ah, I love that. Gender normative agenda. That's a mouthful right there. It's the Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to the Chad Benson Show.
Say what, y'all? Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
You know, we were talking about masculinity, and Phil and I were chatting about it. And, you know, whether they're storming Normandy and the beaches, you know, they're at Omaha and they're at Juneau, or whether they're, you know, right now in God knows what horrific sand, dusty ass place that they're, you know, fighting through rubble, whether it be whether it be Afghanistan somewhere or somewhere in Syria or Iraq it's. Do you think these kids have any idea that, you know, what goes on back here at times? It is amazing. It is. It is absolutely. And look, it's not all millennials. A lot of millennials, most of them are, you know what? They think it's a bunch of bunk and BS. The problem is it's being taught to all millennials. And that's the issue. This kind of crap's being offered. And it's ridiculous. It is. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I find it insulting. You know, today, if we went back, you know, 200 plus years and people are getting ready to open the West and things like, we would, if we had the millennials that we have today, then it wouldn't have happened. They'd have never left. Hell no. It's amazing, though. It's amazing. It is, you know, I'm flabbergasted at times that we have gotten to this point. And that's why I always think it's funny when my friends come here from different parts of the world and they'll see the signs and they'll see these things that are happening here and they just laugh their asses off and think to themselves, you know, it's just, this is not what America's about, you know? This is not what America's about. None of this crap is. It's like, come on now. Jiminy cricket. Megyn Kelly, say, what? Is getting some money, baby. She getting paid. She getting paid big time. She got money coming out all of those places. Out of her eyes. She is leaving Fox. It's official. She's going to be heading over to NBC News, where she's going to have a daytime news program on the weekdays, a primetime program on Sundays on both the NBC networks. Plus, she is going to be kind of the person that's heading up a lot of their political stuff as well. She's going to get $20 million a year. Man, news is big-ass business. News is big business. She's only going to be on the Kelly File until Friday, which she'll sign off at 9 p.m. And then she is on her way. If you're Fox, what do you do right now? I mean, you, and by the way, Fox offered her more than $20 million a year to stay at the network. That's big, but she wanted no part of it. So I think there was a lot more to, you know, money's not like you, people always think money is this, money's everything. Money's important, but you know, sometimes it's about cutting your wings, right? And clipping them and then letting them out, and then all of a sudden finding something new and doing something you want to do, right? Like that's the thing. And I think they're giving her something. I think Fox was just, you know, I think there was a lot of things that went on there that she wasn't happy about, and she's on her way. And she's getting a lot of money, too. She's still getting a lot of change, right? She's still getting a lot of change. Do you guys remember Jeremy Meeks? He was the hot felon. He posted a picture there. Speaking of second chances, think about this for a second, right? This guy, a year ago, a little over a year ago, was arrested, took a picture of him, and his picture got out. He did 27 weeks in jail for gun possession. Not his first time running. You know, they call him the hot felon. Since then, Dolce & Gabbana, was it Cavicci? And everybody else, Tom Ford, and if you name it, they are, I mean, this guy is a superstar now. I thought he would get some gigs. He showed a picture the other day of his wife or his girlfriend and their kids. And by the way, he's got a little boy who is every bit him. I'm like, he's every bit him. But think about a second chance. Think about where – that's how fast things can turn around in your life. That's why I say keep going. You never know what's going to happen. Even though that guy – and he said, look, man, this has been – and this is one of those things where, you know, this is a guy who is, had more than a few run-ins with the law for doing some bad things. And this guy did time. But look at the second chance he's got. And he said, you know, this has offered me a second chance that I never thought I'd have. And and his life has literally turned around 180. And everybody says, so is he. And that's good. That's good. He's taken advantage of something. And that's a damn good thing. Many people don't do that. Even when you give them a chance, they don't do that. They piss it away. Oh, my goodness, man. People are mad, though. I went on there and, like, some of the people, like, the girl's like, oh, my God, you're gorgeous. And guys are just saying the worst things. It's just like, really? Jealousy rears that ugly head, kids. The Chad Benson Show Facebook. At Chad Benson Show Twitter. You can tweet at the show right to my face, kids. At Chad Benson Show. Got a poll up there as well about how important politics is in your life. I'm looking at the little twins where that little desk fell on them, and the one twin, like, Bam Bam moved the desk off his little twin brother. Kind of cool. The Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.